Guy Flaming from the Pipeline Show joins us. Flamer, you watched game one. Give me your thoughts on the opening game.
Yeah, I was disappointed with Kelowna on opening night. And Jason, we talked about it before the tournament started, whether the 10-day layoff would hurt them or not. I didn't think it would, but it sure seemed like it did. They did look like they were knocking off rust from shift to shift. And they got better as the game went on. But I was surprised, quite honestly. And Quebec came out and they were flying, which wasn't a surprise, being opening night of the tournament and at home. So I think we saw what we expected to see from Quebec. Definitely not the best game from the Kelowna Rockets. They are able to play a lot better than they did on Friday. They lost by one goal, and I guess you can take a positive from that if you're a Rockets fan.
Yeah, they're going to have to play a lot better for sure. What part of their game were you most disappointed in?
Their puck handling. Their defense was just coughing the puck up left and right. And I know a lot of people like Josh Morrissey. I think Madison Bowie is Kelowna's best defenseman, but he played poorly on Friday night. I think that's the only way to describe it. He was handling the puck like a grenade, and he turned over the puck several times, and one of them created a shorthanded breakaway that turned into a goal. And that was a costly one, and I know he can be a lot better. I expect the Rockets as a whole to come back in their next couple of games and play much better than they did on Friday.
Guy Flaming from the Pipeline Show joins us. Kelowna takes on Rimouski tonight. Guy, both of those teams haven't won yet. They each lost 4-3. Which team needs a victory tonight more than the other?
I'd say Kelowna because they've got Oshawa tomorrow. So I don't think you want to go against the Oshawa as the 2-0 team looking to get your only win of the tournament. So I think tonight's game for Kelowna is more important. That said, I mean, it's Rimouski doesn't want to go into their last game of the tournament against Quebec, league rival looking to get a win either. So it's a pretty huge one for both clubs tonight.
Talking about the Kelowna Rockets, I was impressed with them in the Western League final. I didn't expect them to get past Brandon, but they did. And I know they've only played one game, but you know, looking at their blue line and their goaltending, did they get enough from the back end in game one?
No, they have to be better. Madison Bowie has to be better. I thought Josh Morrissey was okay, but he can be better as well. And some of their lesser known guys have to step up. And then, I mean, they're going to be playing against a team tonight in Rimouski that has some size. But they're a big team on the back end as well, so I think they're able to match them up in that way. They got to get the puck out of their own zone. That was something they were struggling with as well, making that first pass and leading the attack from their own end, getting the moving the puck up to their forwards, because their forwards are quick and skilled and can make plays, but you have to get them the puck. So that, for me, is going to be the key. And I thought Jackson Whistle was actually pretty good. I've been critical of him in the past, but I thought on Friday it could have been a much different game if he didn't play as well as he did. And Quebec was missing empty nets as well on Friday night, too. So the score almost flattered Kelowna a bit.
Now, Guy, I'm pretty sure you picked Oshawa to win at the start.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're 2-0, obviously an overtime victory over Quebec. They knocked out Connor McDavid and the Erie Otters, really shut them down. They will Kelowna plays tonight against Rimouski. If they win, then at least they guarantee themselves a tiebreaker. Either way, though, they got to play tomorrow night the back to back for the schedule. And have you talked to teams in the past? If you get the back to back early, but then you get a few days off, is that a benefit? Do you find? Have you looked at that when you look at the history? Because I know the host team never has to play back to back for the most part, and that's a big advantage.
Yeah, that's true. It is a big advantage for the host not having to go through that. To be quite honest, I haven't looked at what the record is for teams that are playing back-to-back, whether it matters if it's early or late in the tournament. I can't even remember off the top of my head where it was in the tournament for the Oil Kings last year. I think it was later in the tournament as well. And if that was the case, it didn't seem to matter. But, you know, I just look at it now. At Oshawa, from their perspective, they've got the back-to-back out of the way early and have come away with two wins in it. So maybe they take their foot off the pedal a bit for tomorrow night's game. I don't think that will be the case, but maybe a little complacency sets in for them because they know they're at least to the semifinal already. As for Kelowna, I mean, it puts pressure on them. If they would have won on Friday, then the back-to-back is probably feeling a little different than it is right now, where they have to get wins and are facing a back-to-back. So I think it's probably a different mindset going in.
Guy Flaming from the Pipeline Show joins us. Gee, there's obviously a lot of the draft eligible players, but more importantly, players that have already been drafted. And I think that's more realistic. Michael Del Cole, a guy who was a high draft pick for the New York Islanders a few years ago, goal and two assists in that Oshawa game. What do you like about Del Cole's game? And is this a guy who injuries whatever had a little bit up and down? Is he on the up now, and is somebody that maybe could make the Islanders next year?
Oh, I don't know about as early as next year, but he's a big, skilled guy, and he can fire the puck. There's no question about that. I think the frustrating thing with him, and it's similar to what Dylan Strome is facing this year, is that he's a big body that doesn't play like a big body. He's a 6'3" guy who plays like he's 5'11", and that can be a criticism, but it's also an advantage when you're holding on to the puck. He's a tough guy to take the puck off of. He's got a big, long reach, and that's an asset as well, but whether he can make the jump to the NHL next year, I would be leery of saying that will be the case. I think the Islanders have some depth as well, so I don't think there's any rush for him to play in the NHL next year. But I know as a high pick like that, there'll be pressure and expectations, and some will want to make that push to have him on the Islanders roster. But I would be leery to say that he's ready for that step next year.
Guy Flaming from the Pipeline Show joins us, talking all things MasterCard Memorial Cup, the Pipeline Show on tomorrow evening. Guy, are you a Zach Fucali fan? And if so, what have you thought of his tournament so far?
Depends what day you ask me, to be quite honest, because this is a guy I've seen play really well and a guy who's played really bad. He's fairly inconsistent, but it seems like he's a player that when it's coming down to crunch time, he rises to the occasion. He can be a big game goaltender. In the Quebec playoffs, he didn't start the playoffs, and he ended up coming in halfway through the opening round and has looked really good since then. You go back to the World Junior, he was pretty good at the World Junior. I wouldn't say he was excellent, but he wasn't bad. And last season with the Halifax Mooseheads was a really down one after winning the Memorial Cup as a 17-year-old. So his resume has been really up and down. Right now it's on and up because he's been playing pretty well, and I thought he looked pretty good on Friday night.
Two players I want to get your opinion on that have ties to the Oilers, both also playing on the Quebec team, Marco Roy and Vlad Kachev. What do you thought of them through a couple games?
Well, Marco Roy hasn't, he's can't say he's been really effective. I think the effort is there. He's working hard and took Leon Draisaitl off the ice for 10 minutes, but it doesn't seem like he's getting a lot accomplished. But I would still say that he's a guy who's deserving of consideration for getting a contract here with the Oilers. They got to sign him before June 1st. And Vlad Kachev, he's been a lot of fun to watch. He's quick and shifty and speedy and has a lot of skill, a lot of hands. Deked out the entire team yesterday on a breakaway, just couldn't finish it. But he's a dangerous player. He's just really tiny. But we're seeing guys his size. I mean, not his size, a lot of them, but Johnny Gaudreau is about his size. And Vlad Kachev is a guy, I think he's an exciting player to watch. There's no question he's going to get drafted. You just wonder if the Oilers jump up and draft him earlier than a lot of teams would, just because of what happened last fall.
Guy is a 19-year-old player, right? And, a point-a-game guy at 19, they're almost a dime a dozen, right?
Sure.
I wonder how much of a concern that is for people.
Well, and he's playing on what should be a loaded team right now, because it's the Memorial Cup team. But they struggled for a lot this season. But he's a catalyst on that team. Yeah, I don't know if you've been watching the games at all, but he's one of the guys who is making things happen for the Quebec Remparts. And again, it's junior hockey. You wait to see what he does at the next level. But in his brief time here in the fall with the Oilers, through training camp and the exhibition games, he looked pretty good.
Guy, who are you picking tonight?
I will take the Kelowna Rockets to win tonight. I think they have the size, and they can play better than they did on Friday. Every game is going to be a tough one, but I think they are better than Rimouski. So I think they have equal goaltending, might be a soft, but I like their blue line a lot if they play up to their potential, and I think their forwards are better, more skilled, and deeper than Rimouski. So I'm taking the Rockets tonight 4-2.
And one last one. Kelowna's sure. Oshawa, there are two teams have to play back-to-back. Is there a set format in rankings, how it works every time? How does that go?
I think there is a set format. I'm not sure if it's the host. The host team never plays back-to-back.
Yeah, I knew that.
But I'm not sure if it's the league that the host is from as well that doesn't play back-to-back.
Yeah.
But it is definitely Oshawa and Kelowna this year are I'm not sure. I guess Rimouski does.
No, Rimouski and Quebec don't play back-to-back. So I'm wondering if, like, I know the host team never has, and I guess the league that hosts it doesn't either, maybe?
Yeah, that's my guess, but I don't know that to be fact.
Okay. So I was just, was there ever any talk to avoid that, to have, like, on a Saturday when it starts, or a Sunday, have two games? You know what I mean? Like an afternoon, and then you have, like, a Monday off?
Yeah, no, I don't know if that's ever been considered. I know the format is always under up for discussion, that they're always talking about ways to tinker with it and even moving away from just the way it is now with a host and three champion teams. But I'm not sure if they're ever going to change it. I imagine they will consider anything, though, and if they think it'll help the competitive nature of it, I'm sure they would look at it.
Always great to talk to you, Flamer. Have a good one. What's coming up on the Pipeline Show tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow, obviously, lots more Memorial Cup follow-up. I know we will also have the commissioner from the USHL on. Their season and playoffs just wrapped up. We'll talk to him about that. Looking to track down a Tyler Soy, plays for the Victoria Royals, who's draft eligible this year. So more of that sort of stuff that you can always expect on the Pipeline Show.